Sherry Garner-Brumbaugh in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So our question today, Sherry, is about the cold. What's the worst part about the cold?
A runny nose. That is the worst part.
You don't like the cold, I know.
I do not, as I sit here with my heated vest. I get the whole snowbird thing the older I get. I really do.
And probably Garner trucks don't like the cold.
They do not. Diesel does not like cold. Absolutely
you
not.
You have to put something in the fuel front. Oh, yes. Because diesel fuel will gel.
Yes,
people
it
don't
will.
Know that.
Yeah, this time of year we put additives extra in the fuel and that.
Not like you don't already put additives
in. Right, and it adds a couple cents, too.
Yeah, so, adds some dollars to the freight, for sure. All right. Well, we want to talk about Reeves Across America, Hancock County. This is something that you have really taken on here because of your son, Jonathan. That was an Eagle Scout project, right?
Yes, it was. He took on something big, and if you're in scouting, as we have as a family for a long time, when you take on an Eagle project, you want something that is lasting if you leave the community, and he's gone off to Alabama. And,
oh, really?
Oh, yes. And so it's still here, which is that's important. Reese is still here.
So Reeves Across America in Hancock County, there's, I think, 5 cemeteries. Is that right?
Yes, there's. We have our Maple Grove Cemetery, St. Mike's, 10 a.m. this Saturday. We'll start with our ceremony. We also have the Benton Ridge Cemetery, North Baltimore, Eagle Township, and Arlington. Arlington, we did get a volunteer to come in, so Arlington is going to lay wreaths here.
Okay, so it's this Saturday.
This Saturday,
and you're really needing volunteers to help.
We are. Look forward to those. There's a sign up if you go out to reesacrossamerica.org. But really, it's just come out. We have approximately 750 more wreaths to lay this year. We've been blessed with a lot more donations.
Very good.
And so we invested in some more wreaths. So over 3,000 wreaths we have to lay on the Maple Grove side. And then St. Mike's, they have about 400 wreaths they're going to lay.
Very nice.
So a lot coming. Many hands make light work. So come out 10 a.m. 1:30 Arlington. All the other cemeteries are 10 a.m.
Very good. Yeah. And Garner Trucking, a big part of Reeves Across America.
Right.
Not only Hancock County, but you go to Maine, pick up the wreaths.
The wreaths come from Maine. Yeah. We have 2 trucks up there. This is Tuesday, so they're headed there today. They'll pick up tomorrow. One truck will come back to Ohio, and we'll distribute for our area. And the other truck goes to Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, and they will lay close to 300,000 wreaths there. So we've been part. This is our 10th year delivering at Arlington National Cemetery.
Wow.
So that's a celebration. Across the country, over 3 million wreaths will be laid, all made possible by trucking industry.
Wow.
And that's how we got involved.
Yeah.
So it's many of my peers and the supply chain and how important it is to bring, the trucks bring the wreaths.
Mm-hmm. This weekend, so if folks want to get involved, best thing to do is just go to
Come
one
out.
Of the cemeteries.
Yeah, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. we'll have a ceremony, and then we'll lay the wreaths, and it usually is pretty short order if we have lots of hands, young and old. Really young, the weather is supposed to be good, so that always helps.
That
it's a little bit warmer. It looks like 40 and dry, so please
good.
Come out.
So you place a wreath on the grave, mm-hmm. and you say the soldier's name.
Say the soldier's name. We remember the mission of Wreaths Across America is remember, honor, teach. Remember those that served, honor them, and then teach. Mm-hmm. Teach our next generation what our military veterans have done for our freedoms.
Very good. Sherry Garner Brumbaugh in Wreaths Across America. Hancock County happens this Saturday. Take a look for more info over at hancockveterans.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sherry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for your time.